Blog Talk Radio. Listening to Cleopatra Memphis Studios. I'm your girl, Cleopatra Memphis, but you can call me Cleo. And that's right, it's a wrap Wednesday here in the new year of 2021. And we have a wrap for a few things. But first, let me introduce you to Reverend Frederick Shaw Jr. of CCHR, the Citizens Commission for Human Rights, here in the city of Hollywood, California. And we want to welcome him. If you haven't heard him before, he is here today. How are you today?
I am doing very well. And again, thank you for having me on your show. I appreciate your willingness to help in the fight to bring knowledge and awareness to people all over our community. And you are just doing such a marvelous job, and God bless you.
God bless you. Thank you so much. We are here to explain to you, if you haven't heard, what CCHR is. CCHR is short for Citizens Commission for Human Rights. And this is the mental health care watchdogs. These are the people you go to if you've been wrongly diagnosed, if you've been forced to have a 72-hour hold, if you've been forced to take medication or any type of vaccinations that you don't want, being that that is against your will and human right, these are the individuals that are fighting the good fight without a sword. So if you can, please give us some information and a breakdown as to who CCHR, the Citizens Commission for Human Rights, really are?
Well, as you previously said, we are a mental health watchdog organization. We expose psychiatric abuses. Our main function is to bring awareness into the fact that we have 6.7 million children on psychotropic drugs. That's having the Los Angeles Coliseum with its 100,000 seats 67 times filled with just children on medications. And so we expose that. We're also exposing the electric shock that is going on throughout the country. And we have children from 0 to 5 receiving electric shock. In fact, you could technically say children are receiving electric shock before they're born because their mothers who are pregnant, and I'm not talking about where the doctor couldn't see that she was pregnant. We're talking about mothers 6-7 months pregnant being electric shock. So therefore, the baby is being electric shock before it even is born.
Well, this is a deep subject that we have so many amazing films on, so many places where we can make you even more aware. And CCHR has their own documentaries on their fight for justice and their stories. And we are in that as well. We are in that fight. If you have your stories and you want to call in and tell us about this while we're talking about this, if you've experienced anything like this, feel free to do so. You can call in now, right now, as we're speaking live at 563-999-3596. That's 563-999-3596. or you can email us at info@CleopatraMemphisStudios.org. That's info@CleopatraMemphisStudios.org. And I also have my own story to tell, and I can't wait for you all to hear it. Now, also, I just want to get your opinion and the facts on an individual's rights to be able to refuse medication of any type. Can you tell us more about that, whether it's for a child or whether it's for yourself as an adult? Because we have right now the coronavirus vaccine. We have so many things that may not sit well with people due to religious views and different things of that nature. Maybe anything that could possibly come up to where you have to know your rights to say no to any type of drug. And can you tell us more about that and how CCHR can help inform individuals on how to protect themselves?
Well, you have the right, institutional right, to be able to stop people from giving you things into your body against your will. Unfortunately, the line gets gray when you get to mental health, because we have, sorry about that, in the background, let me just, okay. But when it comes to the field of mental health, you'll find out that you have less rights in a mental institution than you have in a prison. You can refuse certain treatments in jail legally, where in a mental institution, those things can be forced on you. All the doctor has to do is say it's for your betterment. You can be forced to receive electric shock in a mental institution, even against your will. All the psychiatrist has to do is go before a judge without you and tell the judge you need electric shock. The judge rubber stamps it because they believe these are the experts, and then they can administer bodily harm upon you. Now, it's funny that I could take a light taser and hit you with it and go to jail for assault, but I can electroshock you with 460 volts in the mental health system against your will, and it's perfectly legal. And so one of the things that I would advocate is that you would have to come into the courtroom, and the judge would at least have to evaluate you and hear you speak to determine if you should receive electric shock. But, you know, you and I, if we're not there to defend ourselves, a mental health person can make it seem like we're mentally ill, and we can't even dispute it.
Right. So how would you go about reaching out to the Citizens Commission for Human Rights, whether it comes to forced drugging, electric shock, or anything of that nature?
Well, the first thing I would do is have a family member, or if you can yourself, contact the Citizens Commission on Human Rights. The numbers are on the website, so forth. You go to cchrint.org, file a complaint, and ask for help. You can email me at fshawjr@yahoo.com. And because it's a staff, it's a, you know, we are fighting this entire battle with less than maybe about 25 people or so in our organization, maybe 30. And so, but everybody has different functions. I'm in the streets. Other people do other things and stuff. So right now it seems like we're overwhelmed with requests. But if it's a major thing, you're locked in a mental institution, you're trying to get out, family members are calling for you or whatever, if you can't get them immediately, then email me, and then I will forward it, and then we'll see what's happening. But there are so many people in dire need right now, people getting electric shock, people getting drugged, their children being placed on psychiatric drugs against their will. All of these things are going in, and so many cases that, you know, the waiting can be a little long.
Right. And what if they don't feel comfortable, you know, emailing you directly? Is there an email for CCHR that people can email their complaints to?
Well, I would go through the website and file a complaint, because right now we're just like everybody else, pretty much locked out of our offices and stuff. So there are people who go check it periodically and get all of the reports, but we're under the same COVID protocols as everyone else. So, you know, I would think that would be a faster route, but they can go to CCHR, fill out a complaint, and it will get seen, and, you know, it just depends on how fast staff can get to it.
Awesome, awesome. Well, you all heard that straight from the director of outreach public affairs
mm-hmm.
with the Citizens Commission for Human Rights. Now, Reverend Frederick Shalka is also the president of the NAACP branch of Inglewood here
mm-hmm.
in California. So you have double duties. If we're speaking on people of color and we have to deal with eugenics concerning mental health care and forced drugging and forced diagnosis and things of that nature, this is who you should go to. So you will get the immediate help you need. There's always someone there. I always say there's always a ram in the bush somewhere. If you can just believe in yourself enough to wait on guidance to find the way, and there is always a way. Never allow someone to make those decisions for you. And if it's forced upon you, you can force your way out of it. That's what I always say. So thank you, Reverend Shaw, so much for being a part of this first It's a Wrap Wednesday for the year 2021, because it's even a wrap for certain people in the Senate. Georgia has taken on some new winners. That means we will also get some new health care in order to help alongside the fight of mental health care abuse. So thank you so much for being here today, and we want to have you back again.
Well, thank you, and I'll come anytime you ask me. You're a freedom fighter, and I love fighting alongside you.
Thank you. Ditto that. So as we always say on Cleopatra Method Studios, we want you to always do what? Simply be great.